Last night, US whistleblower Chelsea Manning was released from military prison. Originally set for 35 years behind bars, her sentence was shortened in one of Barack Obama's last acts as president. With the Trump administration taking a tougher stance on whistleblowing, there are questions about how other high-profile leakers will fare. Dr. Amy McGuire is a senior lecturer in international law and human rights at Newcastle Law School. She told The Wire's Nicole Wedding about Manning's release.
Chelsea Manning was a former Army intelligence operative, and she was sentenced by court-martial in 2013 for espionage crimes. That related to the mass leaking of military and diplomatic material, which she provided to WikiLeaks, which then published it on the internet. Manning, in her defence, argued that she was motivated by a desire to expose the reality of war to the American people, and she had access to a lot of information that revealed that reality because she was a military intelligence agent. So in January this year, then US President Barack Obama commuted Chelsea's sentence. She was released in part because there had been a very strong and sustained campaign by human rights defenders, NGOs, on Manning's behalf. Amnesty International, for example, claimed that she was denied due process at trial and that she was treated cruelly when she was in prison. One of the main reasons why those concerns were raised was because Manning came out as a transgender woman after her arrest, and she went through hormonal and psychological therapy while she was in prison, but the military insisted that she remain in a men's prison even after her transition.
Will this set a precedent for other whistleblowers?
Well, it has raised that question, particularly in relation to those two other very prominent whistleblowers, Edward Snowden and Julian Assange. Since 2012, as we know, Assange has been under effective house arrest in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and granted asylum by Ecuador. And he was somewhat tied up in the commutation of Manning's sentence. There was talk that he was collaborating with the US government to sort of arrange Manning's release. And in January, the WikiLeaks Twitter account did announce that he would agree to extradition to the US if Manning was released. But his situation is complicated by the persistent threat of other criminal charges. So I think it's very unlikely that Manning's release will, in fact, set a precedent for the US to follow with Assange. And probably even less likely for Edward Snowden. In his case, Obama was asked to pardon Snowden. Obama claimed that he didn't have the power to do that because Snowden hadn't submitted himself to the judgment of a court. But in fact, US presidents as recently as Bill Clinton have given pretrial pardons, so it was probably legally possible. But the tenor of the way in which Snowden was described by the Obama administration and now by the Trump administration doesn't suggest a merciful approach to his situation, and that's particularly because he fled and eventually claimed asylum in Russia, where he still is.
As you just mentioned, Trump won't be taking a merciful position. Has there been any indications that he would waver on that?
No, the current indication is that the Trump administration is going to be even firmer than the Obama administration was on whistleblowers and leakers, at least in situations where the material leak is regarded as adverse to the administration. So, for example, last month, the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, said that WikiLeaks directed Chelsea Manning to intercept specific secret information and it overwhelmingly focuses on the United States. And he went on to say it's time to call out WikiLeaks for what it really is, a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors like Russia. It really seems to suggest that the Trump administration will continue to criminalise whistleblowing and seek harsh punishments for those who reveal information that's regarded as damaging to the US's reputation or current political agenda.
Dr. Amy McGuire, senior lecturer in international law and human rights at Newcastle Law School, speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.